Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive towards short. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up Bishop. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mostill for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Clancy moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clancy scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cecil. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. 1 out. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Hauser moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. George Cox now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive towards first. Clancy catches it and steps on first to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler bunts towards first. Hauser fields the ball and throws to Quinn covering. Safe. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Calm hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Cochran and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to third. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, White Sox, 5. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Wahlberg reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Wahlberg moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 3 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards short. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blackerby pinch hits for George Cox. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Blackerby moves to second. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-4 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.